I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Today, the White House is holding a social media summit. But interestingly, it looks like the major social media companies, Facebook, Twitter, and Google, will not be there. Instead, the event will feature a variety of conservative online media organizations and personalities. President Trump regularly accuses tech companies of suppressing the voices of some conservatives. Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports.
President Trump voiced his concerns about unfair treatment by social media companies in the last election on Fox News last week.
Facebook was against me. They were all against me. Twitter was against me. I've been very good for Twitter. I don't think Twitter would be the same without what I do on Twitter.
Conservatives say the platforms are broadly skewed against them. Twitter says it enforces its rules impartially for all users. The company had no comment on the social media summit. Facebook confirmed that it isn't invited. Some attendees have posted pictures of their invitations on, of course, Twitter. They're predominantly conservative think tanks, bloggers, and media websites. Paul Glant, tech policy analyst at Cowen, says the summit is really about keeping Trump voters fired up for 2020.
The White House would like to show the base that they're as focused on this issue as the base is.
Meanwhile, tech companies are also in Democratic sights, with several presidential contenders proposing everything from stricter regulation to breaking up Facebook, Google, and Amazon. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.